Good afternoon. This is Dick Marzano, Port of Tacoma Commission President, calling to order the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982 public hearing of September 24th, 2021. For those that want to, this is a remote-only meeting. You can get it by dialing toll-free 1-833-258-6143 with conference ID number 233-222-41, followed by the pound sign. So with that, I'll call on Josh to take over.
Hey, thank you very much, Commissioner. My name is Josh Adams, Deputy Treasurer with the Port of Tacoma, and we're here this afternoon to hold a TEFRA hearing on the Port of Tacoma's commercial paper program. Next slide, please. Before I get into the actual hearing part of this presentation itself, I want to just spend a few minutes backing up and talk about the purpose and background of this a little bit. So we're here holding a public hearing on the commercial paper program primarily to comply with IRS requirements regarding AMT or alternative minimum tax bonds and their permitted use of funds for private activity purposes, as well as to review potential projects or properties that could potentially be funded by commercial paper, and to receive and record and provide as feedback any comments from the public on the use of commercial paper proceeds to provide that back to the Port of Tacoma Commission. Next slide, please. So just backing up a little bit of background on TEFRA. So TEFRA stands for the Federal Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982, and it requires a public hearing for all private activity or AMT bonds. Private activity bonds are simply municipal bonds that are used to fund government-owned facilities that are then used by private uses or private activity. This could include airport facilities that are owned by the airport but used by private airlines, or port facilities such as docks and wharves that are owned by the port but used for private shippers. Next slide, please. So the port's CP, or commercial paper program, is a tax-exempt, short-term, unsecured promissory note. When we issue commercial paper, it's for anywhere from 1 to up to 270 days. And the program is combined with a bank letter of credit that provides for interim financing up to a maximum capacity of $100 million. So commercial paper offers a few benefits, including increased liquidity and flexibility, as well as access to short-term, low-cost interest rates that potentially can lower overall borrowing costs when combined with longer-term fixed-rate financing. At this time, while we have 100 million capacity, we currently have no or zero CP outstanding. And TEFRA on the Port of Tacoma's commercial paper AMT program is required at least once every 18 months. Next slide, please. So before I move into the actual hearing part of the presentation itself, I just want to ask, do we know if we've had any citizens call into the hearing yet at this time?
No one has called in.
Okay, great. Thank you. So following this slide, when we get to them here in a few minutes, are about six more slides just listing different properties for Port of Tacoma and properties licensed to the Alliance that could potentially, we could use CP proceeds for either development or construction or acquisition, things like that. When we get to each of those slides, I'm going to just spend about 5 or 6 seconds on each one hovering there and then ask to move forward since we have no callers right now. I'm not going to read through each property and address on the next 35 odd properties, okay? So with that, I'll go ahead and open the hearing itself. I now wish to open a public hearing on the Port of Tacoma Subordinate Lien Revenue Notes, Series B Commercial Paper. The Federal Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982 requires a public hearing for private activity AMT bonds in order to provide the public with an opportunity to comment. All comments will be recorded and provided to Port Commission. I will now read the notice of this hearing that was posted on the Port of Tacoma website on or before September 17th, 2021. Notice of public hearing. As required by the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982, notice is hereby given that a designated representative of the Port of Tacoma, the Port, will hold an open public hearing on Friday, September 24th, 2021, starting at approximately 1:15 p.m. to be conducted via telephone conference call pursuant to IRS Revenue Procedures 2020-21 and 2020-49. Individuals may access the public hearing by dialing toll-free 1-833-258-6143 and entering phone conference ID 233-222-41#, when prompted. You will be connected when the hearing begins. The hearing will consider the potential use of $100 million of Port Subordinate Lien Revenue Notes Series B commercial paper. Any future proceeds of this commercial paper will be used for property acquisition or the financing and refinancing of construction, improvements, repairs, upgrades, modifications, or equipment purchases at or adjacent to the following list of properties owned by the Port of Tacoma or its tenants, or by properties licensed to the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Next slide, please. And here, like I said, the next series of slides will just be property addresses. I'll spend a few seconds on each, but I won't read through them right now. Next slide, please. 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 And next slide, please. The purpose of this hearing is to take comments, if any, from the public on the Port of Tacoma Subordinate Lien Revenue Note Series B commercial paper. Is there anyone in the audience at this time who would like to speak? So I don't believe we have anyone in the audience today at this hearing. So next slide, please. And then the next one, these are just maps that correspond to the addresses on the properties listed above for both the North and South Harbors. And then final slide, please. And then in summary, this TEFRA hearing is being held to gather citizen input, and any comments from the citizens at this hearing will be provided to the Port Commission as feedback. And with that, I'm going to hand it back over to the Commission President to close this meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. And seeing no other business in this meeting, we will now stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.